Jack was going toward the same island on the Black Pearl. His compass in Elizabeth's hand was now working again, but Elizabeth didn't seem to be very happy.
"Elizabeth, are you okay?" Jack asked. "I understand women. I know that something is troubling you."
"I wanted to be married by now," Elizabeth said sadly. She moved away, but Jack followed her.
"You know, I'm a ship's captain. I can marry you here and now."
"No, thank you," Elizabeth said. She wanted to marry Will, not Jack.
"Why not?" he asked her, smiling. "You know that you and I are very similar."
"I'm more honest than you," Elizabeth said, "and I know the difference between right and wrong. And I'm cleaner."
Jack looked at himself. "That's not important," he said quickly. "You'll soon be like me."
"Do you think so?"
"Yes," Jack said. "You want to be free and selfish. You want to know what that's like. One day," he said, looking into her eyes, "you'll be exactly like me."
Elizabeth looked at him coldly.
"You and I are similar," she agreed. "So one day you'll be like me. You'll do the right thing. You'll be brave. And then you'll discover a very important fact."
Jack looked at her questioningly.
"You'll discover that you are a good man," Elizabeth told him finally.
"I've never done anything good," Jack said.
"I believe that you will. Do you know why? You're going to want to be good."
Jack opened his mouth to answer her. A sailor's voice stopped him.
"Land!"
Jack ran to the side of the ship. He could see the small island of Isla Cruz far across the ocean. He looked down into the water.
"The island is too far from here," he said, afraid. "I want my bottle of earth,"